God is amazing, isn't he?
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, let's give him a hand. And so, this was not on Pastor Taylor's agenda this morning. Pastor Taylor makes a format for the service up, for the direction that we give him of what's going to be happening. Maybe you should have prayed over it before you. I gave him a bunch of stuff, but maybe he, I don't know. And so we're at a moment and where is all this is going on, and he's doing what he wants to do. And we always pray he does, right? So, hey, it's okay. There's no mistakes. I'm not shocked. I was surprised about the change. But not shocked, right? So I'm waiting for him to tell me what to do next. I'm serious. Whether I should speak or he has something else. I had another idea after I spoke that I was going to do too, but I don't know. Any suggestions? What do we do? Okay. I don't know. I've been surprised before in, but usually he tells me by now what to do. So, right? I was going to talk on prayer. Would somebody like to share a story about how God impacted them in prayer? Yes, come on up. Come on up. I'm just trying to listen to what he wants to do. This is kind of the journey of our life. So maybe God's part of what he's doing this morning is revealing to you what's going to happen in your life on a day-to-day basis as you're listening to him. There's going to be times where you're kind of wondering, and so you're kind of, we walk by faith, not by sight. He is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Someone told me that back in Jesus, sorry, I'll just give me a second. Okay. Okay. In Jesus' time when that was written, people literally had lamps tied to their feet. They didn't have cell phones with a little nice flashlight on it. And what that gave them was enough light to take one step. He is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He gives us sometimes just enough light to take one step. So maybe what we're doing this morning is modeling what you're going to be walking through in your life. Sometimes just enough light to take one step. So, yes.
That's a very good segue. Some of you know, some of you don't know, but I've been struggling for about 18 months. My dad hasn't been well. And I've been praying, I've been prayed for. I gave it to God, I took it back. I gave it to God, I took it back. And so I've been praying every morning and doing my devotional every morning, praying, okay, God, I'm putting it at the cross again. Help me keep it at the cross again and work in my heart. And he's been working in my heart and revealing things that I'm still holding on to. And it's interesting. So he reveals it, and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. And then Satan's right there. He's like, see? And I was like, you bum. You're a bum. So I'm like, okay, Jesus, can you do something about that? Because I don't have any strength right now. Yeah. And he did. And I have been strengthened the past 18 months, having to give it over to him, consciously giving it over to him, and listening. And continuing to listen and saying, thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes, let's be honest, I'm not really thankful because it hurts. A lot of it really hurts. And I look at him and say, thank you, Jesus, and give you the praise because it's only through you I'm strengthened. And I praise the Lord for when I was seeing everybody getting prayed for here, I was like, I hope and pray that they can be strengthened how I've been strengthened one step of the way with the light on my feet.
Amen. 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 Jennifer and I have talked a few times, and I'm not going to say anything except for there's a lot more stuff behind that story, which makes it that much more challenging to surrender that in prayer, right? Anybody else? Story of prayer. Yes, somebody's waving. Lots of people waving. Okay, here, okay. Yes.
I'm going to cry before I start. This is really, really hard for me to say to everyone. I ran into major, major depression and anxiety, and I became an alcoholic about 6 years ago. And I was a Christian, became a Christian at Teen Ranch when I was 16, but fell away from the Lord when I was about 25 and had 3 kids and was running around everywhere. No excuses. But my kids all started to leave, and of course the depression came on really, really bad. I also tried to commit suicide, and I came here last December. I went into rehab, and I thought it was great for a year. Didn't have God in my life at that time. I always believed in God. And then I fell off again, and I tried to commit suicide again, and I'm so sorry. This is just really hard for me to say to everyone because I've never really let this out.
This is good healing right now. Good healing.
With the Lord's strength.
Amen. Amen.
And I just had this something in my heart, and I know it was God saying, go back to church. Go back to church. And I came here at Christmas time, and I have to give praise to God because he gave me a miracle physically. I have not had one thought about alcohol or drinking since the day I came here. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And it's not that I haven't gone without challenges, because
amen.
The alcoholism was awful for my kids and my husband. And I hurt them very, very much, and I know I hurt the Lord, and I have asked for forgiveness. And it's going to take time for my family, because there were some awful things. But I'm just trusting God to keep me every single day.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Amen.
So I thought I was just
I believe there is power that healing comes from when we release those things that in our life and share them, because the devil doesn't have authority anymore when we do that.
That's right.
Right, right. Right. The power of sin is in silence. When we say nothing in that, he can use that to harass us. And we just broke that right now.
That's right.
You just broke that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
One more thing.
So the strength that God gave me, I just feel blessed every single day. I just wanted you to know, though, he keeps challenging me. I found out also in December when I came to Christ again that my mother has dementia and Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And it has been really tough, mm-hmm. being rejected from your mother.
Yeah.
Not knowing who her daughter is. But God again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do without God.
Yeah.
And Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yes. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're going to pray for your family, that there's healing in the name of Jesus in that family. Dr. Richard, would you lead us in prayer for that? Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Whoa.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, we stand before you. We recognize that you are the power. Jesus Christ, the power. There is power in your name. Father, we stand on the promise that your power breaks every chain. It breaks the chain of affliction. It breaks the pain of addiction. It breaks the pain, the chain of confusion. It breaks the chain of weakness. Because in you, we are strong. Father, we recognize the courage and bravery of our sister. Thank you for giving her the unction to share her story. The word says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the power of their testimony. Because of the blood of the Lamb and the power of your testimony, we decree and declare that your salvation is complete, it is finished. Never will you go back and forth again in the special name of Jesus. We recognize Jehovah Yeshua, the God of completion. We speak greatness and beauty into your family. Everything that the cankerworm has stolen shall be restored in the special name of Jesus. It shall give you double for your trouble. Never again. We will look back on your life. We will look back on your family. And we will see the goodness and the favor. And many will come and know Jesus Christ, our Savior, because of you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. As all of you know, I'm not supposed to be standing up here today. That was not part of the plan. But today is open mic at Broadway. My sister, I don't know your name, but I'm just inspired that you stood and you shared your story. You see, the power of story. Your story is powerful. I would love to package your story, put it in a bottle, and send it out everywhere. Because your story is a testimony of God's goodness. Oftentimes we stand in church all clean, dressed up, looking good, like we have it all together. And that illusion confuses the people around us. And it dilutes the power of the message. Because it hinders people who don't have it together. It hinders them from coming forward to share their challenges. Meanwhile, like I tell my wife, every house is a house of secrets. I just wanted to share this today briefly, and I'll get off the podium. Someone sent this to me, and it touched me. Perhaps you can relate to it. It says that when I say that I am a Christian, I am not shouting that I am clean living. I'm whispering I was lost, but now I'm found and forgiven. When I say I am a Christian, I don't speak of this with pride. I'm confessing that I stumble and I need Christ to be my guide. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm professing that I'm weak and need his strength to carry on. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not bragging of success. I'm admitting I have failed and I need God to clean my mess. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are far too visible, but God believes I'm worth it. When I say I'm a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain. I have my share of heartaches, so I call upon his name. Finally, when I say I'm a Christian, I'm not holier than thou. I'm just a simple sinner who received God's good grace somehow. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a Christian.
So, I love everything that's happening this morning. Isn't God great?
Amen.
Yeah. And you know, God's been leading us through a time of growing in prayer. And that's what we're up here for today, is to exalt the Lord, because through the power of prayer and asking him for direction and guidance and leading and miracles and healing, it's amazing things that happened in our lives. And so we've had a big struggle with our daughter in her body over many years. When she was born with hip dysplasia and nobody caught it. And so at age 2, she had a surgery to reconstruct her hip. And then her femur had been put back in place. Anyway, so as she's growing, we're hoping and praying and trusting God. And her other leg developed dysplasia as well, because it was growing faster than the first one. So the doctor said, we need to go back and do another surgery. So this is at about 6 years old. She had another surgery on her other hip. And so that was pretty tough, right? Yeah. So anyway, we're watching and hoping and praying, and we're looking at her, and she's not really developing very well. Like in our eyes, she's still got a shorter leg than the other leg. And so we were like kind of worried and anxious. So we phoned up the hospital sick kids and booked another appointment, and out of a bit of fear and trembling, said, we don't know if things are going well or if it's normal or not. So we'd like to come in and ask. So amazingly, God led us to come here and ask for prayer. And, you know, it was really neat. People were praying. My wife came on Wednesdays and joined the group that was there, and we're praying hard for healing and a miracle. And the week or so, she wants to talk.
Hurry up, Daddy.
The week or so before we went down, God gave Esther and my wife a message. And do you want to share that? Remember what God said? It was
Is this song called Whose Report Do You Believe?
Amen.
It's a really good song.
Yeah. So that was really interesting, because we had heard some really doubtful, fearful words.
Mm.
And, you know, as a Christian in my whole life, I'm pretty much a Christian my whole life. I got saved when I was 7. You know, and she's a Christian from a very young age. You feel like, hey, God, where's my miracle? you know? And he's building me to trust him and rely on him and count on him. And, you know, I don't know why we have these things happen, but amazing things have happened faith-wise. Unbelievable, beyond description, beyond compare. And, you know, and our relationship with God is really, really, really strong. He brought us through fear and trembling. We looked at the ocean and the waves and stepped out in faith, believing that God was going to bring us through. Anyway, what did the doctor say?
He said that I was good.
Yeah. Yeah, he said everything is perfect. It's exactly the way it's supposed to be. We don't have to worry. Amen? I'm like, what? We were very surprised, very shocked, and very, very blessed, you know. And, you know, it doesn't mean that she won't walk through trouble later, but, you know, we're praying that God would do a complete restoration.
Amen. Right? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. You want to say something more?
That morning, when we were going to go to the hospital that day, I woke up and I shouted out loud, "Today's the day of my miracle."
Thank you. Thank you. Let's stand believing. Put your hands out. Put your hands out. Lord Jesus, we are believing right now for a complete miracle. Lord, we thank you for the miracle that you just had not that long ago, but we're praying for a complete restoration and healing. Lord Jesus, that you, Lord, that we know your needs for surgery, and that she continue to develop and grow normally and naturally the way you created her to be. Lord, we just pray for this. We believe for this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Yeah. I thought I'd seen Femi's hand up there, so you better get up here. You'll never get a chance.
Can I just say a few words?
A few?
Yeah, I can. I will be a minute, Femi. It won't take long. I was just spending time in prayer one day a few years back. Just lay on my face praying in the Holy Spirit, and I asked God to show me my heart. Don't ever do that. God showed me my heart. I thought I had it all together, but I didn't. So God showed me, and I just wept and wept and wept uncontrollably for probably 2 hours. And I thought I was this perfect little Christian doing everything right. And I love that song now. Change my heart, O God, make it ever new. Change my heart, O God, make me more like you. So with God's help over the years, he's changing me. He's changing my character, and that's what he wants to do for all of us, if we'll just surrender to him. So we can walk as Jesus walked, have the love and compassion that he has for others. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. Femi and Ada, Aradi, just had a little baby not that long ago, so.
Okay, good afternoon. Yeah, as you all know, like, we just had a baby January 2nd. And so during the delivery, because we had a C-section, so the doctor said she had a fibroid and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, this would be a perfect time to take it out when you take the baby out. So they did that. I was so happy. Yes, everything is okay. Then she started having pain. So the pain was so bad that sometimes she wouldn't be able to stand up or even do anything. So one morning, because my mom, she's with us now, she was like, what is happening here? So she started to pray. So every morning she'd come to our room, put her hands on Hadi, and she would be praying. So one day the prayer was so hard that I was like, okay, I have to join her now. So I joined, I knelt down, we're praying and praying. So as we're praying, the third morning, I just had this word, like, Femi, you're owing me money. I was like, I'm not owing anybody. Then I heard the Lord telling me, like, I haven't paid my tithe. Then I was like, because she's in charge of our finances. I don't know anything about our money. So I was like, Ade, you didn't pay the tithe? She said, oh, I've not been to church. I was like, oh, yeah, you haven't been to church for like a month. So I said, wow. So I just went down, checked on the internet how much is the money, how much. So I was like, can we go to church now? So we came to the church. She showed me how to use the machine. I was like, do it right away. So the tithe doesn't make sense with what was going on. So we did that. We went to the hospital. The doctor said there was nothing there. I was like, no, but there's pain. So we went to Toronto again to look for a second opinion. The guy was like, nothing is there. And since then, you can see Ade, she has been okay, no pain, nothing. I just want to thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. My story is actually, last week when I went for the post, the follow-up appointment, the doctor looked at me and said, Ade, it's like my body itself is a miracle, and it's not me, it's God. You know, when Paul said what we're talking about is not something that we're just, it's not just theory. The word of God is not just, it's real. So I'm a living proof of that, because I'm not even supposed to have a baby. I'm not even supposed to have the opportunity to experience motherhood. But God is like, God created a way of escape for me. And with that, the devil would try, and God would just turn things around for testimony. Because I'm thinking, oh, I have pain. And then when I got there, the doctor looked at me and said, Ade, your story itself is a testimony. So it could only be God. Like, he's like, you have this issue, that issue, and yet you have three children. So what else do you, it's like she's asking me, what else do you want? God has done it all, and you're complaining about pain. So that word just refocused my mind again and say, you know what, it's not about the pain. It's not about whatever it is that they can see or they cannot see, but it's about God that is living, and it's true, and it's just coming true in my body, turning my body to a testimony. And so that's why I believe that even for Esther, God is going to turn things around beyond your imagination. Esther is going to be like a living proof of God's word. And that's what Paul was talking about. He said, what we're talking to you about is not just theory. It's not just something we heard from somebody. This is what we live. This is what I'm living. That's what Paul was saying. It's like when God brings situation into, we are Christian, yes, but when he brings challenges, sometimes it's for us to look up, because we get distracted. We look at things. We look at theory. We look at what doctors are saying. But it's like, no, it's not about that. Just look up to me, because he can always change things around anytime and any day. So I just give God the glory.
Amen. One more.
I have to share God's goodness.
Thank you, Pastor Paul. Appreciate it.
I won't be long. I just want to, the first lady that came up with her testimony, Carol. It's in trusting Jesus that we get our prayers answered, because God won't move in fear, doubt, and unbelief. But I learned that in my own life. I had a situation, and I'd be going around a mountain and going around a mountain. And one day I said, God, why am I still in the same place? He said, Alvy, get rid of doubt and unbelief. He said, believe me, because all things are possible in my name. You can do nothing on your own. And like she said, you give it to God, you take it back. You thought you'd give it to God, but all of a sudden you find yourself in the ditch again. And I'm thinking, Lord, what is going on here? And we don't do it intentionally. We're on a journey, and we're learning. And the more time we spend in God's word, the more time we spend in prayer, the more time we cry out to God to show us his way, because the path, I'd like to say, the the word says the wages seem right unto a man lead it to death. But what he means is you're taking the wrong path. You're leading to death because you're not going my path, my way. It's only I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So I finally got it. I'm not arrived. I'm still on a journey. But you know, since I gave it to God and I left it there, God gave me a song one time, said, let go and give it to God. Actually, it was for a sister of mine, but I took it for myself too, first. I learned a lot out of that song. But anyway, I just wanted to share God's goodness. When we get out of fear, doubt, non-belief, and believe who God is, and we have a relationship with him, then you'll see miracles. You'll see things happen in your life. Because God is not a God that should lie. We do, but not God. Well, we don't want to. Sometimes because of sin, we fall. Not that it's intentional, but God knows our heart. So praise the Lord for that. But anyway, I just want to share God's goodness. We got to get away from church. We got to get away from fear, doubt, and unbelief. Because God spoke to me and said, Albie, the reason it wasn't happening, because you were in unbelief. Mm. You're not believing that all things are possible in my name. Mm. The name that is above every other name. The power is in my name, but you've got to believe. Mm. You have to believe. So I'd like to leave you all with that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you. So this morning, obviously God wants to challenge us in prayer. And so I believe part of his design is us doing prayer triplets for the month of March. And that he wants to deepen and expand our prayer. He wants us to pray in faith. He wants us to believe for miracles. He wants us to pray for one another. So I challenge you not to look at all the reasons why logistically it's not possible, but find a way to do it where you pray together for the month of March with three people. And challenge you to take that time, and whether it be, you know, you can do it exactly the way that it's laid out or not, take those 31 days and pray together. I challenge you to do that. I'm going to be doing it myself with two other people. I believe that's what God wants us to do. So I would challenge you. We need to get deeper than where we are. And we need to believe and encourage and strengthen one another. And we can do that, I believe, by doing that. That's going to make a huge difference in the body of Christ, but only in your own life as well and your families. Let's bow our heads. Let's stand together. Lord Jesus, we often say to you, your will be done. We say every service, do what you want to do, and you did it. And Lord, we're glad. We're happy that you did. And we pray that everyone that's here would have heard your message in the worship, in the testimonies that were given as you spoke it. But Lord, because they told the story of how you're doing it in their life. So maybe be challenged by that. And as we launch out into these prayer triplets, Lord, strengthen our faith, bind us together, draw us close to you, build us, Lord Jesus, in you. Miracles would happen in your name, Lord Jesus. We pray for this, we believe for this, we thank for this. And Lord, as we go, may we go in faith, may we go encouraged and following you, Lord, step by step. Even when it's unclear, even when we're not sure what next to do, just taking that one step and following you. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here this morning and sharing God's experience with us.